Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a leadership expert and coach. She's got so many credentials, so many organizations that she serves, like Impact Leadership. She's a vice chair and global advisory council member at Impact Leadership 21. She's a Vistage chair extraordinaire. You know who the Vistage folks are. She's written a number of books, including Link Out, and also including Salesation. And she does a lot of work, especially for women business owners. She's our good friend, Leslie. Welcome back.
Well, I'm so happy to be here this morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Leslie, you've got a big event coming up I wanted you to tell the audience about, and I want you to talk to us about what you're going to be talking about at that event down in Washington, right?
That's right. That's right.
What's the name of the event?
Yes,
the event?
Washington. The event is called a Women's Leadership Program, Strategies for Accelerating Impact, Influence, and Advancement. And it is a three-day program that's being presented with George Washington University in the D.C. area. And it's really for women, both in entrepreneurs as well as women executives, to really help women that really want to move up faster, you know, and feel that they're not moving fast enough. And that could be because of the climate, the culture they're in, or it could be things that are holding them back.
Well, that's my question. How much are you going to focus on the world that's in their way, and how much are you going to focus on them being in their own way?
That the focus is them being on their own way, in their own way,
yeah.
And it's really the habits and the behaviors that start when they're young, and they unfortunately when they continue into the business world, those are the things that hold us back.
Can I throw one out that I tell women all the time they should stop doing?
Yes.
Stop apologizing.
Oh, big one. Big
stop
one.
Saying I'm sorry. I actually saw a woman bump into a wall the other day and say I'm sorry to the wall.
You know, and
I heard a
so
woman
right.
I heard a woman sneeze the other day and she said excuse me because she sneezed. Stop doing, ladies, stop doing that. Here's why you should stop doing it. You'll never, ever hear a man do that.
Right, right. Well, and that starts when they're children.
That's right.
It's so polite.
That's exactly
and
right. I was fussing at my wife for being some of the guilt that she brings on herself. And she said, why don't men feel guilty? I said, we feel guilty all the time when we're guilty. I said, but we don't manufacture guilt. And ladies, if you manufacture guilt, if you say you're sorry when you shouldn't, if you excuse yourself when you shouldn't, if you apologize when it's not necessary, you weaken yourself in a competitive way, in my opinion. What do you think?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And see, there's so many of these habits like that that start in childhood. And girls are rewarded for them. And then, so they continue to do them because the different expectations of girls than boys, and it continues into high school, into college, and it works well.
And nothing I said, nothing I said, Leslie, minimizes your femininity.
Right, right. But when you get into the business world, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
It's all that over politeness and the guilt and that having to be the nurturer, you know, being rewarded for all those things. It's hard to switch off.
Yeah.
Things that you've been rewarded for.
But you've got to do it. You've got to do it. And again, the nicest, most polite, sweetest guy you know doesn't apologize when he's not his fault.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing that happens with women, whereas, you know, men will say, I want that job. I'm going for that job. Right.
Right. Right.
And they talk to everybody and they get it because they have the support of the boys network. Well, a woman also feels that it's not right for her to express what she wants.
Right.
That she'll sit there and be recognized for it. And somebody will come along and, because she's always used to getting A's,
but you know,
hard and getting the A's.
But you know what, Lissy, it's not just the boys network. Because I've seen men who didn't put their best foot forward and they didn't get what they should have gotten either. Some it doesn't matter if you're male or female, if you deserve it, if you want it, you gotta ask for it. How can they find out more about their program, Leslie?
Right. On the George Washington University website.
All right, George Washington. Yeah.
.edu.
There you go. So Leslie and I are gonna come back and talk about communicating in the digital age.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.